is a long story because me and Daddy get in arguments all the time.
All the time?
Yes, all the time. Because he always thinks he's right. And he always thinks that it's his way or no way. And his way is always the best way.
So what are you arguing to him?
What? Yep. That's how he is, but me and my mommy, we get in arguments on rare occasions.
How about Tisha and her dad?
Tisha is a daddy's girl. Everything she do is right. But me, I'm always wrong.
So you're a mommy's girl.
Yeah, you can say that. I'm a mommy's girl.
So Tisha is not a mommy's girl?
Nah, she's a daddy's girl.
Ah.
And when she was born, mommy used to declare that she was the mommy's girl. Because I was daddy's girl at the time.
Ah.
Yeah. But you see, as I became a teenager, things changed, you know?
Oh, okay. So maybe when Tisha become a teenager, things will change.
I don't know because she is the last child. And last children are always the spoiled brats.
Hey.
What?
I resent that.
Because you're the last?
I don't get spoiled. I think it's the middle one.
Well, the middle one is always mixed between being spoiled and, you know, get scolded. So you're trying to say Alistair is the spoiled one?
Yep.
I don't know about that. But you see, for me and Tisha, it's just two of us. There's no third one.
Ah.
So there's nobody in the middle. It's either one or the other. And that's the sucky part. And the sad part is,
what's the sad part?
I don't have a sibling to be on my side. Tisha is always on daddy's side.
Well, you are on your mom's side.
Yeah.
So that's the tie both ways.
I guess you're right. But it's just the way I feel.
Well, sometimes our feelings can cloud our emotions.
Yeah, Mr. Psychologist. That's true. Well, it's just like you and Alistair. Because Patrick is no longer in the picture.
I guess you can say that.
Yeah.
Well, Alistair is a daddy's boy, but he prefers to be a mommy's boy. Okay. And daddy always on my case, but not on Alistair's case. So I guess Alistair is his favorite, but Alistair prefers mommy. In my case now, I try to be on daddy's side, but he just don't want it. Always on my case. But I prefer mommy.
Oh. I see.
But it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But I see that you're more mommy's boy in a sense. Because he's always on your case. Yep. He always talk about you always being in the bedroom. Always being on the computer.
Yep.
All of that.
Alistair do the same thing. I even say boo to Alistair.
I see that. I find that to be unfair, don't you think?
Yes, very much so.
Hmm.
I'm glad you can see things my way.
Yep.
When I come out the house, don't say, you always out the house, and I'm out the house yesterday. I'm like, dude, I can't please you.
It's human nature, you can't please anybody.
It's him in the house, but in the house. I come up the house now, but I was out the house. What am I going to do?
Yeah, you can't please them. It's like me. When I used to have my, I used to be on my laptop all the time, you know. And they used to cuss, even mommy. You're always on the laptop. And at the time, I didn't have Wi-Fi. So I was like tied to the bedroom. You're always on the laptop. Now I get Wi-Fi. And I have my iPod. And I have no reason to be on my laptop. You're always on the iPod. Put down the iPod. And the thing is, I'm hardly in the bedroom. I'm outside with them. Even if I'm on my iPod. It's like, what do they want me to do, dude?
I understand.
You know, it's crazy, but I don't bother with them. They just want to be miserable.
Old people.
They're just old and miserable. But the good thing is at least there's somebody that understands.
Yeah, man.